So today on Does Pat Get It? I, Pat, who dives into the middle of a story to see if I can figure out what the hell's been going on to that point so far. I'm looking at Peter Pan's or Faust, number 25, published by Image Comics, produced by Shadowmind, written by Curtis J. Weeb, Vibe, Vibe, I'm sorry if I can't get that right, and art by Tyler Jenkins. Once again, I get in at the very end of a series. The story follows a journalist named Jack uncovering the truth and history of a Peter Panzerfaust, a resistance fighter and hero during World War II. Through his adventures, Peter and his motley crew, most of which I assume are interviewed by Jack, go after or thwart the plans of the evil Captain Hook. As I'm writing and recording this now, I just realized that Peter Panzerfaust can be shortened to Peter Pan, and the story is similar. I feel like an idiot. Anyway, Peter comes to head with Captain Hook, and in a final confrontation, a knife versus sword duel occurs, resulting in Peter being stabbed in the side and losing his index and middle fingers on his right hand, but with Hook being captured by his crew. Hook is then thrown from his own ship, and Peter and company head back to dry land, where he is bandaged up and disbands the group, wanting just to see Wendy again. With everything he needs, Jack heads back home to meet with one last person on his list, Wendy Darling, his own mother. Turns out Jack is the son of Wendy and Peter, and went on these interviews not just for a good story, but to find out more about his biological father. The story ends with Jack telling and showing Wendy that he found Peter. Had to omit a few bits as I can't bring myself to around to spoiling this one. The art is superb, as I notice how during the present, everything is neat and orderly, while in the past, it is dominated by faded watercolors. I guess that Jenkins chose to show that the past, in the impressionist style, where more backgrounds are blank and all the colors on the page are just there to highlight the bits of information that are important to the story, those that are remembered by the interviewees. I've got to get my hands on the rest of the story pronto, and if you've never read it, I cannot recommend Peter Panzerfaust more highly.